There is an alignment happening right now that has not happened since 1949. In other words, we should all be taking note of how we are feeling under its influence. The alignment I'm talking about is Venus in Leo forming a harmonious sextile with Uranus in Gemini. Venus-Uranus sextiles happen anywhere between 1 to 4 times a calendar year. However, this is the first time that we are experiencing a Venus sextile Uranus in Gemini since 1949. Anytime we are experiencing a first of its kind transit, we want to take special note of how we are feeling under the influence, just to really observe and be able to track how its expression and energy kind of influences us every time it repeats from here on after. However, this one is under special influence because Uranus was considered fallen in the sign of Taurus, meaning anything that happened with an aspect to Uranus felt unexpected, unpredictable, in ways that felt like it was shaking our foundation or our sense of stability. Now with Uranus in Gemini, it doesn't feel any type of way. It doesn't lean good, it doesn't lean bad. If anything, it's Gemini, so it's a little bit of both. But technically, Uranus is home to Aquarius, a fellow air sign. So with Uranus now traveling through Gemini, this is considered more favorable than negative. Uranus is the planet of innovation, rebellion, or anything that feels unexpected, unpredictable, or surprising. Again, in Taurus, these surprises were more of like unexpected things that we didn't plan for, account for, or want. In Gemini, it's more about like learning adaptability, curiosity, or flexibility to whatever life can throw at us. So it's, again, more, it's better. This alignment is basically sending us a breath of fresh air over to our relationships, where we're being reminded that relationships, commitment, and affection can thrive not only under consistency, but also healthy surprises. It could be as simple as there's a change to your routine or regimen right now, and this distance or this lack of attention is actually strengthening the bond and foundation of your relationship, something like that. Venus in Leo craves warm, playful romance and like confident authenticity, while Uranus in Gemini thrives under anything that feels spontaneous or curious and like intellectual stimulation and just like fun, flirty conversations. So if either of these two signs, Leo or Gemini, happen to fall in your fifth or your seventh house, I wouldn't be surprised if you do have some sort of surprising, flirty chance encounter with someone around this time frame that might spark some form of a relationship or, yeah, fun, flirty experience moving forward.